Welcome to Preside and Prevail, the podcast that turns the daunting into the doable. I'm your host, Clarissa Thomas. And if you've ever felt unqualified or overwhelmed in your role as a healthcare leader, you're in the right place. Managing people is undoubtedly one of the most complex aspects of leadership. Drawing from my years of experience, I aim to share insights and strategies that will equip and empower you to lead with confidence. Whether you're a seasoned leader or just stepping into your first managerial role, this podcast is your resource for practical advice and supportive guidance. I came across a fascinating career opportunity that piqued my interest. The role seemed to be a great fit for my background, providing opportunities for advancement and development. Naturally, it wasn't long before several members of the management team became aware of my application, sparking discussions. I did not expect to encounter such skepticism from them, especially since they had always been supportive, complimentary, and grateful for the assistance offered. Why did they find the pursuit of growth so concerning? As events progressed from a fruitful interview to accepting the new position, the chatter gradually quieted down. Refusing to abandon my ambitions, I embarked on a journey of self-discovery, unearthing hidden capabilities and gaining the confidence to showcase them. I crafted new operational frameworks, created and implemented policies and procedures, addressed legal matters, resolved conflicts, and provided support to those who initially doubted my abilities. I took pride in my achievements, especially when my skills were recognized, creativity was encouraged, and persistence in delivering results was acknowledged. In my quest for personal growth, I reflected on why my colleagues had strong emotions about my decision to take a leap of faith. Rather than dwelling on my own emotional journey, I channeled my energy into enhancing the professional growth of my colleagues. I connected their ambitions with our vision and the company's objectives to create alignment. You might be wondering, how can you inspire support for your radical mission and avoid radical madness? 1. Stay grounded. Steer clear of using I instead of we, and check your intentions. 2. Maintain your integrity in everything you do. Honesty is key. Don't paint a picture of success when things are not going well. In simpler terms, don't promise the moon if you can't even reach the rooftop. Acknowledge the challenges and pivot. 3. Be a team player and put equal effort into achieving goals. Conduct regular team check-ins to stay connected. Ask if they could use a hand if you notice they're working late. 4. Measure results. Measuring results is essential for celebrating success, evaluating failures, making informed decisions, and maintaining your competitive edge. And 5. Give recognition to your team, especially in front of important stakeholders. I believe in pushing boundaries and going beyond the norm. Embrace risk to achieve your goals and inspire your team to support both your innovative vision and that of the organization. Thank you for tuning in to Preside and Prevail. Whether you're leading a team, a project, or simply navigating your personal pathways, you have the power to make a significant impact. Let's continue to build communities that uplift and inspire. Ensure you don't miss any future episodes by subscribing to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or where great podcasts can be found. For coaching and mentorship opportunities, check out crtconsulting.solutions.